This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when folks down in Florida, and actually some folks around the country, are still celebrating the tremendous victory, not by the Republican Party at large, not by every element of the Republican Party, not by every candidate, but by one candidate in particular who has just won his second term as governor of Florida. His first term helped to make him a national hero in the eyes of a lot of people. I'm talking, of course, about Ron DeSantis, who has now been nicknamed by President Trump as Ron DeSanctimonious. Well, he may be sanctimonious, but he certainly came out of Election Day with a great deal of energy and impressing not just Republicans, but some people very much on the left who normally wouldn't have anything good to say about somebody quite as conservative as Ron DeSantis. So is he the new leader of the Republican Party? That's an interesting question that is handled by Scott Jennings, who is a commentator on CNN. He teaches part of the time at Harvard. He was formerly with the Bush administration. He's a nationally known conservative commentator and columnist. So, Scott, what can Ron DeSantis offer that Donald Trump can't?
Well, it's pretty obvious at this point that this Republican Party needs someone who can put together a national coalition that could get the most votes. I mean, if we've learned anything about Trump, it's he doesn't get the most votes. He didn't get the most in 16, in 20. And if you look at these election results from the midterm, it's clear that Trump and Trumpism is a limiting principle for the people who are most closely associated with it. The people who have their own brands did fine, and DeSantis, as you mentioned, and I agree with you, was the biggest winner. So I think discerning Republican voters ought to look at this and say, Ron DeSantis getting record numbers of Hispanics, flipping Miami-Dade, rural voters, suburban voters, older, younger, you know, white, you name it. Any way you want to slice and dice the electorate, DeSantis did it. And most importantly, independents. The Republicans who lost independent voters in this election. Dr. Oz lost them. Herschel Walker lost them. Blake Masters lost them. So who won them? Ron DeSantis and also Brian Kemp over in Georgia, who also has his own brand. But DeSantis was, kind of the guy putting together a coalition that gives you a glimmer of hope that the Republicans might win the national popular vote in a presidential election, which we haven't done since 2004.
Which is pretty amazing when you think about it. By the way, another name that is never mentioned because he's kind of boring, I will agree, but he's boring and he wins elections like crazy. Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, he won his race by 26 points in what used to be considered a swing state. He deserves a certain amount of respect, don't you think?
I agree. Ohio is interesting place because DeWine was someone who Trump attacked, and Trump had promoted J.D. Vance, of course, and if you look at the disparity between DeWine and the big margin that you mentioned and J.D. Vance, who did win, it was a lot of people who went in that voting booth and pulled the lever for DeWine and just skipped or voted against J.D. Vance in that Senate race, and so hats off to Mike DeWine. He's been around a long time. He'd suffered a loss. I think he lost his Senate race back in 2006. And kind of worked his way back up. And the way he's governed Ohio, obviously, has pleased a lot of people.
And he's been a U.S. senator before governor of Ohio. He's the attorney general for the state of Ohio. And somebody who actually had some political experience. Now, that's also true of Ron DeSantis. A lot of people just know him as governor of Florida. He was also a up-and-coming, well-respected member of Congress for three terms, wasn't he?
He was. And you just hit on something that jumped out at me in the election results, and that's that experience mattered to voters. So DeSantis did well. Governor Kemp in Georgia did well. DeWine with a long resume did well. The one Republican that might actually pull one out, Adam Laxalt over in Nevada, had a little bit of experience on his resume. It was the untested candidates who basically just had a calling card of having been picked by Trump that have suffered the most in this election. And so I think sometimes we analyze our politics today through the lens of, well, everybody hates, you know, the establishment, or everybody hates people who are in government. But in this particular election, having some government experience, at least for independent voters, was viewed very favorably.
There's no doubt about that. The era of exciting celebrity outsiders, it's tough to think of anyone other than J.D. Vance who actually succeeded with that formula on a fairly long list of candidates of that nature. We'll see about what the final vote total shows about Carrie Lake, but it's not looking terrific for her. I was struck, and Scott, I'm sure you saw this, that she was speaking to a rally, and she asked people for a show of hands, are there any McCain Republicans here? And that this was in Arizona. And some people raised their hands and said, well, I want you to get out of here. We don't want you in our party.
That was really, really stupid. And I've been watching Carrie Lake all year and have been super impressed with her communication skills. Obviously, she had a brand in Arizona, having been a news anchor in the Phoenix media market for so many years. People felt like they knew her. And there's no question that of all these candidates that ran, she had the most raw communications and political talent. But that attitude is an attitude that leads to ruin for a political party. I mean, I subscribe to the quaint theory that you're trying to add people to your political party, not take them away. but that gets back to this conversation about DeSantis. It's about coalitions. And so if you're trying to win the election, you need everybody. You would need the McCain Republicans. You would need the Trump Republicans, the Bush Republicans. Anybody who is dissatisfied with Joe Biden, which, by the way, the most frustrating thing here, Biden was sitting at 44% in the exit polls. 50% of Americans said his policies were hurting. 33% said they were helping. 75% were either disappointed or angry about the direction of the country. And here you have candidates trying to say, what we need is a smaller Republican Party that would make it harder for us to beat somebody as disliked as Joe Biden. I mean, it's asinine.
Well, again, there's a lot of talk about, in fact, one of the pieces of advice I've heard from several people is that DeSantis, if Trump goes ahead and announces his candidacy next week, as he's apparently planning to do, that DeSantis should concentrate on being governor of Florida and not take him on, because you know that as soon as Trump announces his candidacy, he's going to want to continue hitting Governor DeSantis, and that it would do well for the governor to float above that, to be above the fray. What do you think?
I disagree. I think that Donald Trump's never been weaker. He's at his second weakest moment, probably. January 6th was his darkest and weakest moment. And what happened? There was a moment there where it felt like the Republicans were going to move on from Trump, and they hesitated, and it didn't take him long to reconstitute himself and to recover, and he's been running the Republican Party for the last 2 years. Well, now we're having another moment of weakness, and he is going to try to reassert himself, and if this vacuum is filled by nobody, it'll be filled by Trump. And so in my opinion, it's never benefited a single American politician to wait to run for president. It never works out. Ask Chris Christie if it works out to wait to run for president. Ron DeSantis has never been hotter. Donald Trump's never been weaker. If you want to move on the White House, you better move on it, because time can pass you by.
So much appreciate your perspective. His most recent column, Scott Jennings, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Exit polls tell a strange and complicated tale in this election. What do they tell you? And what about some of the recent facts that just come down about Arizona? We'll bring you the latest on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved, I've had it with
you. Well, I think a lot of people in the United States have had it, not with me necessarily, but with some of the very slow counting that is going on, leaving. There are now still 11, or according to some totals, 14 seats in the House of Representatives that haven't been formally counted yet, where a winner hasn't been decided. That's true for Lauren Boebert out in Colorado, who was behind, and she was up to a couple of thousand votes behind, but now apparently she has caught up with a count in the Rocky Mountain state. But who knows? With all of that going on. So what do we know about Maricopa County and Clark County, the two Senate races that are dependent upon this count going forward? We will get to that. Let me go first to Scott in Issaquah, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hey.
I saw I got dropped off there. I just wanted to make a quick point. I haven't followed a lot on what Trump was saying. You know, I haven't looked up the clips or anything. I just seen in the media. And every time I hear something the media says that Trump says, I can almost expect they took in his words out of context. But to be de-sanctimonious, that would mean that you're not sanctimonious. I do believe that's what it would mean. And that what Trump would have been saying was that he doesn't think of himself as, you know, holier than thou and better than everyone. That's what the Democrats think, they're better than everybody else, and, you know, we should just worship them. But I think Trump was actually supporting DeSantis versus attacking him. I think the media is trying to split our party up and destroy Trump and DeSantis.
Okay, there's no way that the word sanctimonious is meant as a compliment. The way it's always there's a famous French play called Tartuffe because sanctimonious carries with it the stain of hypocrisy. So do I think that this is going to stick? I think that clearly what he's doing is DeSantis, DeSanctimonious. He was making a pun on his name. And do I believe that this is some kind of profound insult? No, because most people don't really know what sanctimonious means. Yehuda in New York City. Yehuda, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Shabbat shalom almost.
Shabbat shalom to you almost, Michael. Hope you're doing well.
Thank God.
I want to say the following. That statement that Carrie Lake made, I would expect that from someone like Kathy Hochul, who said all Republicans should leave New York. And I'm a self-described George W. Bush Republican. So I guess I'd be thrown out of that room, too.
She does not have complimentary things to say about the Bush wing of the Republican Party either. Look, I think you're exactly right. And again, my Republican hero, first Republican president I was able to vote for, was Ronald Reagan. And he was all about being a big tent Republican Party. And again, try to imagine how outraged people would be, or would, if you had a session going together and someone said, oh, do we have any Trump Republicans here? We have any MAGA Republicans here? And some people raise their hands. We don't want you in our party. Well, we need you in our party. We need people of every perspective who share core patriotic and American values. And by the way, bless you for being a Bush Republican in New York City. And too bad that Lee Zeldin fell a little bit short. There is this update from the Wall Street Journal, and it's hot off the presses. Separately, there are several competitive House races in Arizona that remain uncalled today. Republicans are ahead in two seats that were now held by Democrats, and a Democrat leads in the race for a seat that has been held by a GOP representative. The Arizona Secretary of State's office said yesterday that more than 1.8 million ballots have been tabulated. Officials in Maricopa County, the state's most populous county, and home to Phoenix, said that more than 428,000 ballots were left to count there. Those include 275,000 mail-in ballots dropped off on Election Day. Okay, you can do the simple math here. I mean, even public school, it doesn't matter. The 275,000 of the 428,000 ballots, in other words, a clear majority of the ballots that remain to be counted, are mail-in ballots. What do we know about mail-in ballots? Is that virtually in every state, and this was very, very much true in the presidential election in 2020, virtually every state, mail-in ballots are overwhelmingly Democratic. Why is that? It's because of stupid Republicans, the same impulse that some Republicans have to try to get rid of the McCain Republicans in a room, or to have them leave the party, or well, we don't want you. Trying to insult people who actually mail in votes. There's no reason why mail in ballots should be overwhelmingly Democratic. I mean, what sense does that make? But again, there was this attempt by President Trump to try to persuade people to come out and vote on Election Day and not to use mail-in ballots because of the threat that people would be monkeying with them. What is going on here is that this is one of those reasons that I think that the Carrie Lake people are not getting ready for victory. They're getting ready for protest and battle. There's another fine Republican candidate, and actually I think a better candidate, much better than Carrie Lake, who's Christine Drazen, who was our nominee for governor of Oregon. And the race has been very close. She has a campaign statement that her campaign put out. She is a former Republican leader in the state legislature in Oregon. She says, with several hundred thousand ballots yet to be counted, we continue to exercise patience as we await additional clarity regarding the final outcome of this race. Oregonians should have confidence that their votes will be counted as our county clerks continue their diligent work. I think that's all true, but unfortunately, most people actually looking at the numbers in Oregon do think that Tina Kotek, the Democratic Speaker of the House and the state legislature, and the first openly lesbian governor in Oregon's history. And by the way, she's one of two, because there's another first-time lesbian governor in Massachusetts, Maura Healey, who won largely because the Republican incumbent decided not to run. He wasn't term-limited. Charlie Baker decided not to run. I'll tell you what, run to, not from, Wall Street. The Dow was up 1,200 points today. The S&P 500 jumped 5%. It's the biggest rally in 2 years after lighter inflation numbers than people expected.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to visit multiple countries on a trip that begins Thursday with the United Nations Climate Conference. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the president feels confident leaving the United States days after the election.
He feels very good about where things stand, and he feels like he is going out on this trip with the wind very much at his back. And that gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
More than 100,000 Russian troops are dead or wounded since the beginning of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley said those numbers are about the same for Ukrainian troops. About 40,000 civilians have also been killed or wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's called
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I wanted to mention again that the good people of the Medved History Store have put together a bundle. And the bundle comes with a completely free, very handsome Medved beer mug. If you want to take a look at that mug in all of its elegant splendor, you can do so by going to michaelmedved.com. Look where it says the complete Veterans Day collection. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. It used to be Armistice Day because on the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day, 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the Germans agreed to put down their arms. They didn't surrender. They honored an armistice which ended World War I. Was World War I a giant mistake, or was it the Great War? It's one of the things we talk about in this Veterans Day collection. It's put together with wars of the 20th century, yes, including World War I, wars of the 19th century, including Spanish-American War and the Mexican War and the War of 1812, the Civil War, which is its own separate category, and then all the major battles of the American Revolution that changed the whole world and made this country possible. This is all available to you. It's 70% off the normal cost. And you can actually get it downloaded, or you can get it on a compact disc format, however you want, together with the free beer mug. Go to michaelmedved.com or go look at the medvedhistorystore.com for the complete Veterans Day collection. The part of what went on in this election And this goes very much to what we were talking about. We're talking about with Yehuda, who called in from New York City. And it's a very major determination. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, which is America's leading daily newspaper on the right. There's no question about its orientation. But they have a fine piece by John McCormick and Aaron Zintner. And the headline says it all, which is "Turnout Swing Voters Aided Democrats." A subhead, "Despite some bright spots, independent voters leaned away from GOP candidates." And this is something Scott Jennings was talking about on our air, is that you simply cannot win in this country without winning independence. You have to at least complete. You can't lose them overwhelmingly, and that's what happened in a lot of these races where Republicans fell short. And right now, the breakdown, and generally the exit polls all show this, the breakdown in America is 25% of Americans are solid Republican. They vote Republican in all circumstances. They vote Republican at all levels of the ballot. They're Republican. And there are about 35% of Americans who describe themselves as Democrats, who are the same way, but it's a much higher percentage who do have that reflexive Democratic feeling. I think one of those reasons is there are an awful lot of people who come from Democratic families, and that was the way Grandpa grew up, and he was a Democrat. And okay, so meanwhile, you have more than 40% who are independent. So that's what's going to determine the direction you go. Here's an interesting poll quote from the same piece in the Wall Street Journal. It says a motivated block of younger voters helped Democrats in some states. And that block of younger voters who helped Democrats were not necessarily all Democrats. A lot of them were independents, because among younger voters, one of the characteristics is you have fewer Republicans and you have fewer Democrats. You have more people who say they are independent. The new exit polls that have been put together, and these are national exit polls, which is putting together polls from every different state and the way the election went. And some of it is a little bit disappointing. We all heard, and again, people focus on Florida. Florida was an anomaly in this election. It was different because it was so overwhelmingly Republican. We gained 3 seats in the House, and the Senate race for Senator Rubio, he won by a crushing landslide. And Governor DeSantis, of course, won by an even greater landslide. But one of the things that they show generally is that the big hopes of Republicans performing better with black people, they didn't turn out in this election. The black vote was 11% of the total vote all across the country. Republicans did better. Better than the 8% Republicans got of the black vote in 2020, but it was 13%. It wasn't up to the 18-19% that I think Republicans had been hoping for. For Latinos, Republicans did considerably better. Latinos were 11% of all the people who voted all across the country. And Republicans got 39% of those votes, which was much better than when Trump ran the first time. He got 27% of the Latino vote. So this is certainly moving in the right direction. But one of the other things that is very visible here is that the abortion issue, and everybody is saying this, worked very well for the Democrats. And why is that? It is reflected in the exit polls, because far more people find themselves, they asked, one of the questions that they asked was, do you think abortion should be legal all the time? Do you think it should be legal most of the time? Do you think it should be illegal all the time or illegal most of the time? And if you put together the percentage of people who believe that abortion should be legal all of the time or most of the time, that's getting up to two-thirds of the country. And it's one of those things that, it feels like things have changed so dramatically and that they've been changed for a while, but it was only this summer, let's remember, that they came out with the Dobbs decision and Roe v. Wade was gone. And what has happened here is to make people fearful that there are going to be very radical steps taken by some states, certainly not by all states, because nobody's expecting them to outlaw abortion in the state of New York or the state of California or the state of New Jersey. But again, wherever abortion was directly on the ballot this time, in Michigan, in Vermont, in California, and even in Kentucky, which is a conservative state, it's a state that President Trump carried by like 15 points. It's the home of Mitch McConnell. And even in that state, they voted against a constitutional declaration that was on the ballot that said that people had no constitutional right to abortion. This is one of those issues where Republicans are going to need to communicate, at least to assuage some of the fears that people have of a truly radical action and very edgy positions. We will be right back with more on what the election meant and said on The Medved Show.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
The aspects of the exit polls that, I mean, I think is really worth taking a look at, and this has to do with the abortion issue, but not just the abortion issue, is that evangelical Christians, people who attend religious services very regularly, once a week or more, this to me is fascinating. It says people of all religions who go to services once a week or more. I'm proud to be in that community of people. I can't even imagine what my life would be like if I didn't go to synagogue regularly. I find it extraordinarily meaningful and energizing and positive to participate in regular prayer and religious services. In any event, 31% of all the people who voted, so just about a third, go to religious services regularly. And those people voted 2-1 for Republican candidates. It's an unbelievable divide. 66% went Republican, only 33% went Democratic. And then they have almost the same number of people who go to religious services once a week or more. There were 31% of Americans who said we go once a week, and then there were 30% who said we never go. And we just don't. It's not part of our life. Those people, the religiously nuns, voted 66% for Democrats and only 31% for Republicans. So it's one of those things. Can you be respectful and committed and religious without basically in insulting people who are not religious and making more of an appeal? So that because there are people in this country and who are frightened of religion and its influence. Here's another one from the exit polls, and this again from all 50 states, where they gather information not on the telephone so you can hang up on people. This is people who've actually voted, and they're kind of eager to tell you how they vote. And 43% of the people who voted in this most recent election are college graduates, and 57% have no college degree. The 57% without a college degree went pretty much by a landslide margin for Republicans, 55% to 43%. It was exactly the opposite for people who are college graduates. What's fascinating to me about this is when you go back and you look at the history of the Republican Party, in the Reagan-Bush era and running through the Clinton elections. I mean, Clinton won. He won twice for presidency. Neither time did he get a majority of the popular vote because there's that Ross Perot factor. But Clinton didn't do particularly well with college graduates. College graduates went to the Republican side. And what happened here? And again, what happened in the election of 2022, in the midterm elections we just finished, was less of a disaster for Republicans among college graduates than the election of 2020. In 2020, you had all sorts of special problems having to do with President Trump, and even though he himself was not personally religious, he seemed to be very scary to people who weren't. When it comes to are you a white, born-again, or evangelical Christian, that represents 24% of all the people who voted. And the people in that 24%, 83% voted Republican. So that even if you're not meaning to do it, the statistics, and this is shown in exit polling kind of again and again, the exit polling would indicate that if you are making converts, you're performing that great commission and bringing people to organized faith, the chances are that you also might get them a bit more sympathetic to conservative and to Republican principles. So what about the issues that mattered to voters? The one issue that actually in the actual election more people cared about it than who said they cared about it in the polls, where the polls understated the importance of the issue, was the issue of abortion. This is Simone Sanders, who's a former aide to Bernie Sanders, among others. She described abortion as a kitchen table issue. Really? Now, that makes it sound like they're performing abortions at the Christian table. No, they're not performing abortions at the kitchen table. She's talking about the economic impact. Listen, this is clip 12.
I think the point that Ali Vitale just made is really important. We heard for weeks at post-Kansas how Democrats overcalculated on Roe. Abortion is not a kitchen table issue. And if you are a woman, a person with a daughter, a family, a man in this country, it is a kitchen table issue for you. Abortion is an economic issue. And we are seeing that borne out in the data and the votes.
Okay, there's one thing, because I think that clearly Republicans lost on this issue, and the question is, how do you actually do better in terms of taking away some of the fears that people have that now with Roe v. Wade no longer there, that our only protection against eliminating abortion, making it totally inaccessible or unavailable, the only protection is the Democratic Party. It seems to me to emphasize two things. And the one thing that is most obvious to emphasize, over half of all abortions, all pregnancy, deliberate pregnancy terminations today are done by pills. They are not done surgically. They are not what are called medical abortions. They are taking what used to be called the morning after pill. They are taking oral contraceptives, abortifacient medication. And look, I know that people have the same objection to that kind of medication that they do to the surgery, but for a lot of people, there is a significant moral difference. And the one thing that I think that Republicans can acknowledge without betraying anything is, look, nothing is going to be done. I don't think anything with the laws that have been passed so far in various states that are restricting access to abortion have cut off all ability to take medication to end a pregnancy. Now, does that mean that I think Republicans should promote it? No. But part of the reassurance should be here that it's almost all of the abortions that are performed in the country today are performed early. They are performed in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's 95% of all abortions. So concentrating on saving life when you have a baby that is, part of Republicans have tried to do that in various states by making it very clear that you are not trying to close down all availability, certainly not all availability to people who have suffered from rape or incest or where there is a medical emergency. The pro-abortion film that I reviewed last week, which is called Call Jane, starring Elizabeth Banks and Sigourney Weaver, that film sets up a situation, and it's fictional, where a woman back in 1968 cannot get an abortion, even though if she carries the baby to term, she will almost surely die. Dealing with those issues, there is more area for agreement because most Americans believe that abortion should not be allowed in the second trimester and certainly not in the third trimester. And that goes back to the whole original grounds for Roe v. Wade. But simply ignoring the issue, was a strategy that didn't work well for Republicans in the election just passed. And I do believe that we need a stronger, better, more effective Republican Party for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.